8:30 is the time. 1-866-823-1077. You did a story.
Yeah.
A hiker.
Two hikers.
Had a medical emergency.
Both helicopters.
From?
Saturday. National Guard.
There you
go. New Hampshire. Air National Guard.
No, it wasn't the Air Guard.
Oh, the Air Guard. New Hampshire National Guard.
Yeah, there you go. It's the Army Guard. It's out of the helicopter on a stick.
Yep.
Over by the reservation.
Yep.
Yep, there you go. So, speaking of National Guard, that was my transition.
Oh, aren't you smooth?
I was trying to get there, yeah.
You're nicely segued.
Sergeant Manner is going, where are these guys going with this?
We're coming right to you. That's where we're going.
Sergeant Sir Kelly Manner. Good morning, Sergeant.
Eli.
Eli, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. You're the man that's dealing with the job fair coming up.
I like to think I'm the man at everything, but yes, job fair.
Now,
yes.
See, I like that attitude. New Hampshire Army National Guard. You've got a public job fair coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow the 15th. We're from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow on Canal Street in Manchester. We're using the big armory right there, the drill shed floor, to host aspiring employees and employers, trying to get people together so that they can be connected and get some work done.
Oh, sweet. So who do you have for, like, area employers swinging by?
So just to name a few, we have about a dozen. We've got KFC and Taco Bell will be there. We've got the Hooksit, Home Depot is going to be hiring, Staples in Bedford, a few others, a couple staffing agencies looking for some temp work, resource options, and a couple others. And I've got several other people that are going to be last-minute decisions, whether or not they're going to be able to attend, if they've got managers that they can send over or not.
Yeah.
So the list is continuing to expand.
Okay, but what if I want to just join the New Hampshire National Guard?
Huh?
Sounds good. Well, you can come over. You are welcome to reach out to me directly. You can check me out on Facebook. But also, we will have people, we'll have recruiters there available to talk about that as well.
So what are you looking for? A particular MOS? I mean, are you looking for people bringing certain skills to the Guard, or just, hey, join the Guard and you can pick the area you want to go in? How does that work?
Great question. So for tomorrow's event, I want to stress that this is more of a part-time job fair for the community.
Right.
So this is for local employers to be connected with local employees. We're hearing from in people who are hiring that they can't find people to work because people are staying at home and they aren't getting out there to work. And then we're hearing from people on the street that they're looking for work, so we're trying to connect people there. As far as recruiting in general goes, with the National Guard, we always just want people to start a conversation. Most people have considered military service at some point in their life, and then they decide, that's not for me, I'm doing something else. Whether that's because they got into college or they got a cool job that they really like, or just nobody ever asked them seriously if they wanted to join, they kind of fall off and forget about it as an option. But what we want people to do is come have that conversation with us. Number one reason that people join the military is because they have family members that do it, because the stories of what serving was like and being a part of that team and the camaraderie, yep, that filters down through the generations. So I'm looking for people to just come start that conversation.
That's cool.
Maybe it could be you. Maybe you are the person that's going to step up. It's really hard to join the military. We are not like most employers that are looking for just anyone that will work. There's very strict standards. But until you talk to a recruiter, you never know whether or not you are going to meet those standards. So come have that conversation.
So walk me through this, Eli. And again, it's great that you've got tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Armory on Canal Street in Manchester. You've got labor and staffing people, Home Depot, AutoZone, Red Arrow, Taco Bell, KFC. You've got other community places looking for employers, and you are acting as a facilitator to make that happen. I think that's great. But somebody says, hey, look, Sergeant, I want to join the Guard. And what happens next? I mean, they sign the papers. They're in? Do they have to go to basic? Explain what happens.
Great question. If they could just sign the papers right then and go to basic, I wouldn't even have a job, which would not be good for me. So I do like my job. I like it a lot. But the way the process works is first step is somebody makes the decision to reach out. So they go to nationalguard.com. They go to our website, which is nharmyguardrecruiting.com, or they find a recruiter's information on Facebook or from a friend, and they make that call, that first commitment. And that's it's not even a commitment. It's just that first reaching out. From there, they speak with a recruiter. They come into one of our offices, and they go through qualifications. All right, how old are you? How much do you weigh? How tall are you? What's your educational background? Have you ever been arrested? All the qualification questions that are necessary. Once we know that you're qualified, then we go into the kind of the ins and outs of explaining the National Guard. So the National Guard is a part-time group. We fall under the Department of the Army, but we work 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks in the summer to stay trained in case our state or our country needs us. So we go through all of that so people know exactly what it is they're signing up for. And hopefully, the recruiter's doing the job right. At the end of that interview, we ask that big question, do you want to join the New Hampshire Army National Guard? If the answer is yes at that point, they're making an informed decision on whether or not they want to join, then they switch over to processing. That's why we get paid the big bucks over here, is so that we can go through that processing process. There's all kinds of paperwork. There's a 27-page application that you need to fill out. There's medical forms that sometimes need to be gotten. We work on all of that stuff. Then you go down to what's called MEPS, which is the Military Entrance Processing Station. You do a doctor's physical down there, and you take an ASVAB if you haven't taken one recently in the past. Mm-hmm. That's like kind of a military SAT. Some people probably wouldn't like the way I say that, but that's the simple explanation for it. Assuming all the qualifications are good, that's when you'll sign your contract.
Wow. Well, how long are we talking? 2 weeks, a month? How long does this take?
Great question. So I always like to scare people and say, it's a 40-year commitment, but it's not. Generally, what we do for contracts are either 3x5 contracts or 6x2 contracts. So for a person who's coming in off the street, interested in joining, if they want to take part in like getting a $20,000 sign-on bonus, or they have $50,000 worth of student loan forgiveness that they want to get taken care of, they have to sign up for a 6x2 contract. That means 6 years working with us, 1 weekend a month,
yeah,
2 weeks in the summer, and staying on call for federal deployments and state activations.
Wow.
How
long have you been in, Eli?
11 years.
And you love it?
Going on 12. It is the second best decision of my life.
Okay, I got to ask. I'll bite. What was the first one?
Marrying my wife, of course.
Okay, I didn't know.
There you go.
All right.
He's probably listening, so I got to make sure I put a shout out.
Yeah, good. You are wise. So what happens? Somebody comes down and says, I want to join the 157th Air Refueling Wing.
So generally what we when we come in and we talk about, we only take a look at Army jobs here. So we're looking for people who are interested in that side of things. There's the Air National Guard, the Army National Guard. So you got to make sure you pick whichever division you like to be a part of. As far as if somebody comes in, they're like, I want to join this unit. That pretty rarely happens. In my 2.5 years of recruiting, I haven't had anybody come to me with that request. But if you did want to do that, that's fine. We'll take a look at open jobs. Generally, when people pick jobs, they pick them for one of two reasons. They're looking for something to springboard their career. So they say, it's my dream to be a cop. So I'm going to join the National Guard and I'm going to get trained as military police.
Sure.
And hope that furthers my ability to become a cop. Great. We can do that. No problem. We have entry-level training across 50 different fields here in the New Hampshire Army National Guard. The second way people pick jobs is, I know I'm going to be a cop all the time. That's going to be my 40-hour-a-week job. So I'd like to do something different on weekends. I would love to be able to do my own mechanic work at the house so I didn't have to pay a mechanic. We say, great, that's fine too. We'll put them into something like that, maybe a plumbing job, a mechanic job, some other type of job that'll be different from their 9-to-5.
Or I want to join the 197th and learn how to blow stuff up with HIMARS.
Exactly. We are a field artillery state. We take pride in our ability to do that.
I've got it. All right. Well, look, Eli Manor, recruiting sergeant for New Hampshire Army National Guard. If people want more information on the job fair tomorrow, Eli, where do they go?
two spots you can go. You can go to Facebook, search for Team Manchester, or if you look for part-time job fair, you can find information on either of those two spots. The second spot is our website, which is nharmyguardrecruiting.com/job-fair, and you can register on there. We do ask that people register. It's not required, but we're just trying to get some good numbers so we can maintain good standards for everything. We will have social distancing enforced over there. We'll be giving out masks and keeping people separated. We have a big space to work in.
Nice.
Where we move all the equipments around and march the soldiers around. So we've got plenty of space. We just want to make sure that we're staying as safe as possible.
Sweet. Well, look, best of luck to you tomorrow. We'll keep talking about it and remind people. I hope things work for you. And if you guys need to reach out again, you know where to find us.
Sounds good. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sergeant.
Have a great day.
Sergeant Eli Manor, New Hampshire Army National Guard recruiter.
Perfect. That's
job
awesome.
Fair tomorrow. Not just for the Guard, but local businesses looking to hire people. So there you go. It's going to be at the Armory on Canal Street in Manchester from 6 to 8 p.m. 8:41 is the time. Taking a break. We'll be back right after this.